From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Kenyans voted Thursday in that country's second presidential election, although turnout appears lower than it was for the August 8th poll, and violent protests have erupted in some opposition strongholds. Security issues have forced voting in several areas to be delayed until Saturday. The Supreme Court had ordered a rerun of the first poll, citing irregularities it blamed on the country's Electoral Commission. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has the story.
Jacob Maina cast his vote in Dagoretti, an area of Nairobi that is considered a ruling party stronghold.
The people didn't show up like last time.
A poll worker in Nairobi's Mathare slum said that out of 656 registered voters at that location, only about 50 people came to vote between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thursday. She said that during the August election, more than 200 voters cast ballots during the same period. Opposition leader Raila Odinga instructed his supporters to boycott this election after his demands to delay the vote and replace members of the Electoral Commission were turned down. President Uhuru Kenyatta, the winner of the first election, which the Supreme Court nullified, said Thursday that 90% of the country is calm, is peaceful, and is voting. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. defense officials briefed the Senate Armed Services Committee today about the Islamic State ambush attack in Niger earlier this month. That attack killed four American soldiers. Defense Department officials are in the midst of an investigation of the attack that occurred near the Niger-Mali border and took the lives of four servicemen, all U.S. Special Forces. President Trump said he did not specifically authorize the Niger mission. This is VOA. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont has ruled out the possibility of holding regional snap elections and has asked Parliament to decide how to move forward as the secession crisis from Spain continues. During an announcement which was delayed, canceled, and rescheduled on Thursday, Puigdemont said that there were not enough guarantees from Madrid that a snap election would stop the imposition of direct rule in Catalonia. Even in the Catalan Parliament, feelings are hardly single-minded on the issue. Fernando Sanchez Costa is a Catalan Parliament member who wishes to remain in Spain.
And I hope that, because it would be a very important mistake, an historical mistake, if he proclaimed independence. We can lose everything, just because some people want to enter in history, and they want to be remembered in the books of history.
On the other side, Teresa Vallverdú, another Catalonia Parliament member, is for independence.
Right now, it would be easier to say, well, let's stop it. Let's stop it because we don't want people to be hurt and just let's do another thing and we'll see in some years if everything's different and we can. But I think that people wouldn't accept that. Never. Never. We are now where people has decided us to be.
Earlier Thursday, Puigdemont said the Spanish government will worsen the crisis if lawmakers in Madrid go ahead with the threat to revoke Catalonia's autonomy. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley Wednesday said she told South Sudanese President Salva Kiir in Juba that the U.S. has lost trust in his government for continuing the country's civil war, and that trust needs to be regained.
I didn't come here to talk. I came here to basically say the time for action is now. We're not waiting anymore. We need to see a change, and we need to see it right away.
She told Mr. Kiir that the U.S. was at a crossroads and that every decision going forward would be based on his actions. In Turkey, eight rights activists were freed from jail near Istanbul by a court early Thursday, among them German national Peter Steutner.
We feel really happy about what happened. To speak of me, I'm really grateful, and I can say we are really grateful for everybody who supported us legally, diplomatically, and with solidarity.
They are part of 11 who still await a verdict on terrorism charges, facing up to 15 years in prison. And the social media company Twitter on Thursday announced it would block any advertising on its platform from Russia-sponsored news outlets such as Sputnik and RT. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.